You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, we have new Stanley Cup champions, although they're not new because they just repeated from last year. Tampa Bay beat the Montreal Canadiens 1-0 last night to win their second Stanley Cup championship in 10 months. Their third title since they joined the NHL back in 92. And the reason I really want to talk about this is because for the Montreal Canadiens, they haven't won the Stanley Cup since 1993. So we're getting close to 30 years ago. And no Canadian team has won it since then. So in other words, we essentially stole hockey from Canada. And now only U.S. teams win the Cup. And something about that's not right.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I mean, it's a Canadian sport, right? We didn't even know much about it until we... And I know some people, purists, will say, well, it actually, you know, began in Scandinavia and Russia. Okay. In North America, it was a Canadian sport, right? And then we kind of glommed onto it, and...
Now we're winning.
Now we win it, and the America. No team from Canada has won in almost 30 years. Well, I feel bad about
that. Try harder. Try harder, Canada.
You know what it is? They got to spend more money. That's what it is, right? With sports, the team that spends the most wins the most.
Practice harder. Spend some more.
Hey, listen, the last thing I've got for you in trending, speaking of Canada, I have been absolutely enraptured by this story that I'm reading out of British Columbia. It has to do with, I guess it's gone all the way to the Canadian Supreme Court, this case between a couple, a husband and a wife, and the woman who acted as their surrogate to carry their child for them and then give birth. It's gotten really messy because apparently there was an affair between the husband and the surrogate.
Oh, juicy.
Oh, even juicier. The details are pretty wild that they were trying to do, you know, artificial insemination and stuff, and that wasn't taking. The surrogate claims that the way the baby was actually conceived was naturally. Mm-hmm. And she is now asking for custody of the child.
Oh, God. What a mess.
And what a wild case. Even one of the Supreme Court justices there in Canada, or whatever their system is, one of the justices said there's no comparable precedent to direct this ruling.
Yeah.
In other words, this hasn't come up before.
This is a first.
And it is a messy situation. And both sides have got all this documentation on it, and the surrogate is claiming that she's got these messages from the husband.
God, and sounds horrible.
The justice that I read on this said that they have to do what is in the best, you know,
interest of the child. Or,
exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And so for now, they are leaving the child with the husband and wife. But the rest of the legal aspect of this, they say, remains to be seen.
Dang.
But what a story.
It's juicier than a watermelon.
She agrees to be the surrogate, and then they start...
hitting it.
Anyway, that's my favorite story of the day.
Right.
What else is trending?
Let's kill this music and turn this one on, because, folks, it is National Video Game Day today. Quick, Dom, the best video game character of all time.
Who's the Legend of Zelda guy? What's his name?
Zelda.
Link.
Link.
I'm gonna go with Link.
I gotta go with Mario or Donkey Kong. Probably Mario. On the heels of that, a very rare copy of Air Raid. It was an Atari game. Was donated to a Goodwill in Texas recently, and there are only 13 known copies. And the dude unloading all this stuff at the Goodwill spotted this. He had a very keen eye for video games, scooped it up, and I guess this little video game cartridge is worth $10,000.
Dang.
Unclear who donated it, but they say they're going to try to sell it and give the money to charities. So that's kind of crazy, huh? And I wonder how many times this happens at Goodwill and these like ARK and Salvation Army, where they find some really cool, rare stuff.
Yeah, how many times does it happen and you don't hear about it?
And you don't hear about it. Or it goes through and then somebody finds it in the store. And
yeah, something gets donated and somebody goes, hey,
I know this game.
I know what to do with this.
Speaking of technology, urgent alert from Microsoft. Microsoft is urging Windows users to immediately install an update after security researchers found a vulnerability in the operating system, Dom, coming from the print spooler. This is funny to me for some reason.
So the bad guys are getting in through the print spooler?
Spooler. Yes. So, you know, when you hook up your printer on your Wi-Fi or whatever, somebody can then log into your printer, it sounds like, and then get into your computer via your printer.
They're backdooring it.
They're backdooring it. And this goes for Windows 10 and Windows 7 right now. They said they ended support for Windows 7 last year because it's like a 12 or 13-year-old operating system. But they are developing a patch for it just because of this, how bad this this hack is. So if you still are running Windows 7, you can go install the patch and shut down the print nightmare flaw, is what they're calling it. So very important news. New dating show coming out, coming to the Peacock streaming network, called Pride and Prejudice, An Experiment in Romance. They say it's going to be a group of eligible and hopeful suitors who have to win the heart of the heroine and her court. They're going to be staying in a castle in the countryside. They have to use handwritten letters to communicate.
Uh-huh.
They're going to participate in archery and carriage rides and boat rides on the lake to win her hand. And with the help of her court, the heroine will choose who is worthy of her heart, Dom.
What is wrong with us?
Ah, that sounds cute, doesn't it?
What's wrong with
us? It's fun. It's cute.
Is it?
It's cute.
So we're going to get all these horny people together. We're going to put them in a castle this time.
Yes.
See, that'll class the thing up.
And then we'll put them on a carriage and give them a bow and arrow. And
I like the handwritten note part of it. I can only imagine what
that
handwriting is going to look
That's
like.
Pretty cute. And then did you see this trailer out this morning for the HBO streaming service? What's that one called? HBO Now or something?
Max.
Max, whatever. It's a documentary on Woodstock 99 and how it was an absolute disaster with riots and fires and heat and $4 bottles of water.
Porta-potty issues.
Porta-potty issues. I watched the trailer this morning. They thought these kids were out there having a great time and rolling around in the mud, and apparently it was fecal. Because
mm-hmm.
the porta potties were overflowing. I didn't realize mm-hmm. Woodstock 99 was such a cluster. It was really bad.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Not enough people know about that. It's because in 99 there was no social media. So there's no way of getting the word out to everybody. It was a news story here and there. But, you know, we didn't have.
Yeah, I mean.
First of all, we didn't really have phones. We didn't have social media. I mean.
Yeah.
People didn't know.
Now there's all this footage, and the Woodstock 99 Peace, Love, and Rage is set to hit HBO Max on July 23rd. So it looks pretty crazy.
All those people who were there are now in their mid-40s.
Going, what did we do?
Their
what
back hurts.
What did we do? This story is saying that samples are officially back in stores, and they're not just talking about Costco. Like, even, you know, your grocery stores or wandering into like a Macy's or whatever and sampling makeup and perfume.
Are they doing it differently?
I'm sure they're sanitizing all the bottles and stuff. I didn't really read too much on how they're doing differently. You know, I was in Costco a couple days ago and they got the plexiglass up around the little sample carts, and the sweet little old lady is like hiding behind the plexiglass with a little cutout, just like sliding out your pita chip now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be all up in her kitchen. So I guess that's a safety protocol. I don't know. But it's officially back, samples. So enjoy
unhappy.
Your little nugget of cheese at Safeway that you get. New study out this morning that on average, we hit our peak financial recklessness at the age of 22. So people didn't really know about finances or budgeting when you're younger, right around 22, and you're just blowing all your money.
Yeah, that is an interesting story to read. I shared some of it with the Mindbender Club members today because they talked about how people have a rude awakening.
Yep.
At least once and maybe twice in their life.
Having a kid, you know.
Yeah. And I thought, yeah, that's, you know, applying for a home loan.
That's a biggie. Or being cut off from your parents. Oh,
my God.
That
will open up your eyes. And so they said people hit their lowest level of credit score at 27.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds about
sitting
right.
Sitting in the, you know, what is the 400s or something? That's
I think
bad.
It's probably for me was 25 to 26 maybe. when I finally was like, what am I doing?
Whoa. Yeah, that's kind of scary, isn't it? They need to teach more of that in schools. I don't remember getting any classes on financial literacy in school.
I agree.
It's all my parents. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Couple things you can check out on there. Check out the video of the mom who accidentally walked off with somebody else's kid at the grocery store. It's not like... I mean, emphasis on the accidentally. She thought the kid was hers, and she scooped up this kid. Same color jacket, and she's like walking around and getting ready to leave, and the real mom comes running over and scoops up her kid. It's kind of
and
a funny
video. And let's
face
it, if you look at the video, the kid is just happy as can
be. Happy as can be. Somebody's carrying him around, you know?
They're not trying to get away or anything.
Second video you need to check out is the hot new cooking trend on TikTok, on the Tiki-Talkie. And it's making pasta noodles in your air fryer. You're basically burning your pasta noodles, and they're turning them into pasta chips. And they look really good. You mix them in olive oil, salt, pepper, Parmesan, and then there's a little dipping sauce, and you got pasta chips.
I'm going to have to show this to my stepdaughter. She's a pasta fanatic.
Yeah, there you go. It looks tasty.
And she does like the air fryer, so...
Who don't, man? It's the greatest thing ever made. Check out those two videos on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.